Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. Today is Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. Currently 39 degrees with light rain falling outside. And it's time for a live local interview. I have a couple of folks in the studio with me today. I have Angie Bowers. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Angie is the assistant professor in applied fisheries from the University of Alaska Southeast. I also have in the studio Brenna Hawkinson. Good morning, Brenna.
Morning.
Brenna is the Mariculture Education Coordinator. It's a joint position between University of Alaska Southeast and the Sitka Sound Science Center. And we are here today to talk about the Applied Fisheries Program. And Angie, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk about what the Applied Fisheries Program is and specifically about aquaculture.
Right. Yeah, thanks. So the Applied Fisheries Program falls under the umbrella of career education. And so we offer up to two-year degrees through our program. Students can get up to an associate's degree. They can also come for a one-year certificate, or we offer semester-long occupational endorsements in aquaculture and fisheries management.
And you, of course, it's early January, so it's time to think about classes for the spring and really for the rest of the year. So what classes, I'm going to turn to Brenna because there are some online classes.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to think about online classes about fisheries, but let's hear a little bit more about what those are.
Yeah, so classes start on January 12th, and there's still time to register if you are interested. These classes are for anyone who are interested, and we have one new one, the first one being our shellfish hatchery and farming techniques. So this is getting individuals who are interested in specifically Alaskan aquaculture of farming shellfish species like oysters, clams, and scallops. Another class we have is the Intro to Mariculture, and that would just be farming seaweed and kelp and other species, and that would go into the specifics of permitting, farm site selection, and all catering around to Alaska techniques and making it suitable for Alaskan waters. And then the last class that I have is the Alaska Salmon Culture class. It's just another three-credit course that is asynchronous, so it's self-paced. And it's just explaining how salmon fisheries in Alaska and hatcheries, how they learn, you're learning about their incubation, spawning techniques, and how we are able to enhance our wild stocks.
Great. So three online classes starting soon.
Yeah.
And those are available, since they're online, should be available to anyone in the listening region or beyond, correct?
Yeah. Anyone can take those.
Great.
And it's all open enrollment, so you don't have to be registered in a degree program. Anyone can take them if you're interested.
Great. Okay, so you have other classes, too, that are hands-on, mm-hmm. not just online classes. So, Angie, I'll ask you to talk about those. There's a lab. Maybe can we start with that?
Yeah, so at the end of April, April 26th through the 28th, we have a one-credit aquaculture lab. So students will actually learn about all the things that Brenna just talked about. We'll visit salmon hatcheries. We'll visit our small kelp farm. We'll eat some mariculture things, shellfish and seaweeds. We'll learn how to identify different seaweeds, how to do a spore release, how you would go about starting a kelp farm. So the nursery and hatchery phase and farming. So all aspects kind of condensed down into a three-day lab.
Well, tell me more about the kelp farm. So can you describe that? Where is it and what's it look like?
So we have a research kelp farm. It's right in front of the Science Center next to their salmon net pens. And so it's kind of an education and research tool there. So we don't have a lot of kelp, but we're growing some out there.
Wow. Okay. So that's the three-day lab that's coming up in April. What other hands-on classes do you have in the works?
So we're starting to take interest forms and applications for our fall semester already. We usually have, that's usually full by March. And so that's semester-long, hands-on intensive program where students come here. And if they're from out of town, they can live on the Sitka Fine Arts campus and at the dorms there. Or if you're here in town, you just come to it. And we meet 4 days a week, usually 8:30 to 3:30. And they learn all about salmon aquaculture, shellfish, mariculture, kelp mariculture, and they learn how to drive boats and tie knots, do cold water safety, outboard maintenance, and so it's a really foundational learning experience all packed into one semester.
Wow. So again, you said that class is typically full by March.
Yeah.
And what's the limit?
So we take, this year we had 14, which usually our cap is 12, but I think we'll probably take 14 or 15 again this
okay.
year.
So if you are interested in that class, you need to get on it. Tell me, what does it mean, a letter of interest?
So we actually have an online interest form that we can share where students just fill out kind of why they're interested, how to contact them, and then we get in touch with them, and then they fill out there's an application process, and we meet with students one-on-one to kind of answer their questions about the program, and then if selected, they'll join us in the fall.
Well, I've certainly heard about this program before, and I know that people who have done it have really enjoyed it. Is there a typical student that shows up to this?
I feel like that's kind of the charm about this fall semester, is that it really is all walks of life. You have some individuals who are kind of treating this as like a study abroad. So they are already in like a 4-year, and they're just coming to get another 12 credits in something that they might be more interested in. You have individuals who maybe have partners in search who are just here looking for something else to and learn about Sitka and the thriving economies that we have in Sitka, and just looking for new opportunities or just a pivot in life. This program, you get to meet with so many community partners that it is a great way to find a job in just a short semester, because we do meet with so many local agencies, and you have an internship as well through this semester. And it's a great way to get hands-on experience and potentially find a new career.
Yeah, let's talk about those partnerships, because of course your position, Brenna, is partly with UAS, but partly with Sitka Sound Science Center. Mm-hmm. But what are some of those other partnerships?
Yeah, I'll just speak for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and then you can talk about other community partners. But I know that the Science Center, we have a few UAS interns from Angie's fall aquaculture semester. We had a few in the hatchery that did an internship, so they helped with spawning and just everyday hatchery maintenance at SJ. And then the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery. And then we had one individual who was interested on the aquarium side of things and was actually able to do some aquarium work and culturing brine shrimp and things to feed and the aquarium and cleaning and things like that.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, really cool internship opportunities within the semester. And then there's a few other partners as well if you want to talk about where they go.
Yeah, students are kind of, we try to match them with an internship in whatever their area of interest is. We had a student do an internship at CTOR here locally. We have a lot of students that do their internships with NCERA. We also have opportunities for students to do their internships at mariculture farms even the summer prior to when the semester starts. So there's a lot of flexibility. And then we also bring in to our courses online and in the fall guest speakers, experts in different areas of aquaculture. And then I will add to kind of who are these students. We also, I think it's a great opportunity for high school students right out of high school, as kind of even if it's treated as like a gap semester before they go on to do a 4-year college, like you get a lot of really great hands-on experience and meet a lot of people in the industry. And I think it's a great experience for anyone interested, really.
Gosh, so many offerings. So we are just about out of time, but let's rehash these, talk about these a little bit more. So we've got online classes coming up soon. So Brenna, there are three classes. Can you mention those names again of those classes?
Yeah, so starting on January 12th, we'll begin our intro to mariculture, our shellfish hatchery and farming techniques, and the Alaska salmon culture class.
Great. And Angie, a couple other things coming on later.
Yeah, and then we have a 3-day lab at the end of April, the 26th to the 28th, and then fall semester, we're taking applications now for that.
Great. So if anybody's interested in that, where do they go for more information?
So they can actually give me a call, and I can get them linked with whatever it is they're interested in, and that's they can call me at 747-7742 or abowers4 alaska.edu.
Great.
And we also have an Instagram and Facebook as well. It's UAS Fisheries, if you're just curious or want to see what we're up to. And yeah, we also have a UAS Applied Fisheries website that has our interest form and ability to apply for classes on there as well. So.
Well, great. Thanks you so much for coming in. Lots of fun things.
Thank you, Peter.
Coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we've been speaking with Angie Bowers. Angie's the assistant professor in Applied Fisheries Program with the University of Alaska Southeast. And Brenna Hawkinson is the Mariculture Education Coordinator. That's a joint position between the University of Alaska Southeast and the Sitka Sound Science Center. Thanks so much and all the best. Good luck to get lots of people applying for your classes.
Thanks again.
Thank you.